if there's content that's borderline, that's content that we basically will not.
There is no second best. There's no second best crypto asset.
I respect you, and I have a great deal of appreciation to you, JF.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG Tonight. Now we have a good connection. Earlier, I had to cancel the earlier show. I think we should be good because I didn't have any internet hang up. As Rekul says, it seems to be streaming well this time. Yes, it's going well. DK Shadow says, ho, 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 Merry Second Christmas. And Click Accept says, who is she? Well, that is the question. And this story with Sarah Stock disappearing from the internet is killing me. Because it reminds me of how short the life of a woman is. It is incredible. The relevant duration of the female window is like painfully low. Painfully low. It's like 1 or 2 years. And they go through the whole process of rising as new, fresh stars, attracting the eyes of the world. And by the time you even start hearing what they have to say, they're already gone. They leave the internet, they get shamed, and they act like stupid whores, and they disappear with everyone's money. I find it amazing because when I look at my life, it's been such a slow grind. It's like it's been operating over what feels like decades. And I have seen so many people disappear from the internet in my life. It's amazing. I've seen so many people rise and fall. And today we have, these days, we have the rise and fall of Sarah C. Stock, who, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, this was happening yesterday, where she showed up on a jubilee and was bragging about her ring. That's not Sarah Stock, of course. Let's.
Hi.
Sam.
Isn't she beautiful? Isn't she desirable? All designed, all worked out, rising star of the right.
So I actually think that this liberal world order needs to be thrown away completely, and I think Christian nationalism would be a good alternative. What we're seeing right now is
and
just
congratulations.
And thank you. And yeah, I think what we're seeing right now is a culture of death. This is the most suicide.
So I think the congratulations was maybe in reference to her ring that she has posted. She has posted a tweet that was showing a ring saying "I won," and what we didn't know is that at that very moment in her life, and now it is exposed because a recording of her has been exposed, she was engaged in an affair. So we have here a conservative speaker who is making pro-ethnic talking points to an extent. This whole band of Riff TV, to me, there's always been something weird about them. At this point in my life, I can feel that type of personality. Very often I will call them coked up. They feel like they're on cocaine. And I don't even mean that Elijah Schaefer is literally sniffing cocaine. Okay, so it was in response to Trump that he was complimenting her. So the ring came after. Okay, the ring came after. But in any case, so he was congratulating her for some Trump thing. For winning the election of Trump? Okay. And I don't mean that Elijah Schaefer, that I know that he's on drug, but you can see these people, they have a threshold of aggressiveness and excitation in the way they talk. They're not chill. They don't feel happy. there's something wrong. There's something off about an Elijah Schaefer. And I've come to just call this type of personality coked up, just a little too high on the drive, a little too low on the bottom quality. Because honestly, across the years, I've seen Elijah Schaefer recycle talking points of identitarianism. I've seen him slow drifting in between, say, the Charlie Kirk region and the JF region. He's been there, but he's been transactional. I've never heard a single thing from Elijah Schaefer that seems to come from a genuine pursuit of the truth. As Raquel says, Elijah Schaefer is almost certainly on a cocktail of drugs, however. Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying that it's the case or not the case. I don't know, because these things, all of this stuff is popping out on the public space, seems tied to Milo again. I don't know why Milo always ends up being right there in the drama, but somehow he's commenting a lot, and he's been publishing DMs to Elijah Schaefer. And it's like the DMs, it's all Milo telling to Elijah Schaefer, well, you did this, you did that. And Elijah Schaefer is responding, I don't know what you're talking about, dude. So I don't know. This is not like a DM admission from Elijah Schaefer of anything. But it's Milo telling Elijah Schaefer, you've done this, you've done that. So what is, what is the big reveal? The thing that we can be sure, because whenever there's kind of a dirt campaign on someone, right now there is an attack on Sarah Seastock and Elijah Schaefer of Rift TV. And when these attacks happen, you know that the crowds of the internet will be reporting all sorts of false stories. So among the things that are claimed is that, okay, that we know. Sarah Stock was in a kind of affair with Elijah Schaefer, her boss, kind of, who had groomed her into the CPAC conservative speaking movement. While she was also getting married, it seems that the picture of the engagement ring came literally days or a day after she had an affair with Elijah Schaefer in a hotel room or something at CPAC. So that we know. That is so there is something here. Now, the other things that are claimed, which I don't have a position on, and I would assume that the crowds of the internet are exaggerating, that some of it may be true, some of it may not be true, that Elijah Schaefer is on drugs, that Sarah's... Now, Elijah Schaefer also has given signs that he was becoming paranoid, and there has been many tweets in the last few months that I didn't know what to think about, but he was like, the government is going after me, and recently he tweeted that there was someone in his household that set him up, that planted false drugs in his home, that his car had been stolen, and I was like, you know, Inspector JF with his pipe. This is a woman. Oh, the car got stolen, your children got kidnapped, and there's drugs in your house. This is woman. Yeah, this sounded like this, and I made that prediction then. It came to be true. It turns out, The setup of him is by his wife. So basically, she's divorcing. That looks like a divorce. Taking the car, taking the kids, maybe planting some stuff in the house. Maybe it's his drugs and he's just making up excuses. But in any case, so all of this eventually, so that lasted for 2 days where he had these paranoid claims, and it seems to have been resolved into, well, no, that's just his wife divorcing him. Okay, now she's divorcing him. He was having an affair. Those are the things we know. Now, the claims of the internet go as far as to claim that there were multiple baby scares where Elijah Schaefer was inseminating Sarah Stock so often that there were multiple times where they were afraid that she would have a baby, and there would be one time where she got an abortion. Now, this, I don't know that that's true. And Sarah C. Stuck, before deleting her Twitter account, has said there has been a lot of false things said about me. So maybe that's false. I would side toward, unless I'm given any more details, I would assume that it's false, that it's an exaggeration, because it ties back to her public position. Like, how did the left come to hate Sarah Stuck, and how did she rise as a personality? It's by making an anti-abortion argument. So wouldn't it be perfect for the left and for everyone who hates her for her to have been committing an abortion herself? So I would think probably exaggeration. However, Sarah Stuck has been betrayed, apparently, by someone she trusted, and has been recorded admitting to the affair. So that we know that was true. Now, there are people trying to jump into Sarah's defense, claiming, oh, she got date raped. Let's analyze the audio, because that doesn't sound like date rape to me. You have to understand, first, this was not a public statement by Sarah Stuck. This was her interacting in her private life with someone, seemingly on the phone or on Skype or something. So maybe it was a friend, or maybe a distant friend or staff or journalist, whoever that guy was. And when women explain their behavior, you can be sure that they will use one mechanism. It is the mechanism by which everything that happens becomes the fault of everyone around. Just listen to any woman speak. Oh, well, I was there. Oh, well, oh, yes. Well, my legs were spread. Well, I kind of froze. Well, he gave me alcohol. He gave me Benadryl. He did this. The world of a woman is like an immobile bubble of nothingness. And it's like everything happens to them if you listen to them. But why do they speak like this? It's because society tolerates the absence of woman agency. Society is kind of built, and maybe we have our own instincts in our brains, built to say it's never the fault of a woman. Things are done to a woman. Women are being See, that's what the feminists will never say. But that is the true objectification of woman. The reduction to, in a whole scenario where you built over hours to get fucked by Elias Schaefer, you have zero responsibility along the line. It all happened to you. Green Fez says, "Bonsoir, JF. Je suis désolé, je ne parle pas français." Well, good luck. This is my English show. You're in luck. I'm speaking English right now. Do I sound so bad that you can't understand me?
I'll take any accountability.
All right, let's try to up the sound on this.
No, because, it obviously was my fault, too, what happened between us, but even that was, not... I don't know. I felt like it was like he got me very intoxicated.
I felt like he got me very intoxicated. Well, if you drink, you are responsible for what you do under those drinks. You've accepted those drinks. So I can imagine the situation. Okay, you're at CPAC. You feel at the top of the world. You've just been memed into an internet celebrity. And there's this big guy who's bigger than you already on Twitter. And he's got a whole funding stream. And he's capable of hiring you. And he's capable of introducing you to the big guys in the conservative movement. You are at this party or whatever, at a bar. And he's offering you drinks. And you're drinking them because you feel that you're escalating the social ladder. Poopy sends a chat Do you think that kids eat boogers because they want to build their immunities and adults don't because their immunities are already built and don't want to get sick? Love your work, man. You're looking great. Well, what a question, bro. Maybe. My guess would be it's a viable hypothesis, but it's kind of... To me, it sounds more like the base instinct is eat your boogers. But we have erased this as a society, you see. That's basically... I think the base instinct, the base biological rational is eat your boogers because you're producing all of these proteins and this amalgam of potentially nutritive stuff. And you're doing so as a defense mechanism, but why would you leak the calories? So you eat them, and you therefore save some calories. You recycle. Recycling makes sense from a biological perspective. So I think the default instinct is eat your boogers. But then as an adult, you are on the dating market. And there's all sorts of social convention, and part of the criteria by which you are evaluated on the dating market is are you farting, are you burping, are you eating your boogers? So I think it's more like something that is shaped for later life in terms of not displaying the bodily functions. And you can see there's so much in human biology based around hiding biological functions. Clothes. I mean, we wear clothes and we hide most of ourselves, and we hide any, like we pee in private, we poo in private. So I think that's a better response than the adults don't need the immune protection. I don't think you get much immune advantage from eating your boogers. Let's continue listening. So a completely, agency-less woman, he gave me a lot of drinks. Well, you drank a lot of drinks. That's what happened.
I even, like, remember most of it, and I was even, like, thinking back, because it was, like, at CPAC, the two nights.
So it was two nights at CPAC.
You're there, and... The second night, I was, like, breaking out in, like, a rash. And so he's like, oh, like, get some Benadryl. It'll help with the rash. And, like...
Now, that is so bizarre because people have been saying on the internet, oh, he gave her Benadryl. He date raped her. Well, wait a fucking minute. Benadryl is not going to make you incapable of consent. Benadryl is an anti-inflammatory. At best, it will make you drowsy, but not drowsy like a drugged up person. Benadryl is an anti-inflammatory. I take it almost every night to get sleep because it does favor sleep. But if you're awake on Benadryl, you're not going to be incapable of consenting. This is not date rape. She was in a rash, so she had inflammation. Benadryl was the extension of a helping hand from Elias Schaefer. The idea that you can frame this as... So here's what I think is going on in the Sarah Stuck brain here. Now, remember... She's not saying this publicly. She's saying this to a single person. So from her perspective, she's trying to discount her agency in the story. So she has the explanation for the first night. Well, you know, the first night, he gave me so much alcohol. And then the second night, oh, well, the second night, you weren't drunk. You weren't that drunk, certainly. So she's looking for an excuse and said, well, you know, he gave me Benadryl. I believe this is what's going on, is she's trying to justify the sequence of multiple serial betrayal of her husband. Because this is in and around the time where she gets married. This is in and around the time where she publishes the freaking ring picture.
Like, now I'm thinking back and it's like, that's probably why I like blacked out, because he like intentionally gave me Benadryl and like sent me a bunch of shots and stuff. And like, obviously that's like stupid on my part.
She blacked out because she took Benadryl and drank shots. Well, maybe she blacked out. I would suspect that she didn't. I don't think that she lost consciousness. I believe that she may have been drinking so much that her memory of the events are blurry, but that's on her. She was escalating the social ladder of the conservative movement, excited enough to drink all those shots, and she is a small weight woman. So if you drink, if you are thin like this and you drink 4 or 5 shots of vodka, you're going to be drunk. Yeah, I said anti-inflammatory. It's an antihistamine, but my understanding is that histamine participates to the process of inflammation.
To like go along with that, you know, but at the same time, it's like he obviously like knew what he was doing.
So he knew what he was doing. The problem here is you knew what you were doing too. And this is where the storytelling of a woman never reveals her intent. A woman has no intent when she tells a story. It's always things happening to her. And, oh, it just happened. I just got fucked by Elijah Schaefer. You knew what you were doing. You were absolutely capable of knowing where this was headed. Again, we're again in the Lauren Sutton, Andrew Tate tale. It's like, oh, you went to that room. Oh, you drank some alcohol. Oh, okay, so you were in a party mood and you were feeling starstruck of some kind. You developed a fantasy that Elijah Schaefer was a big, which is so bizarre to me, but I understand. The thing is, the woman locally has a failure to estimate the true value of males. And so she's kind of grabbing to social identifiers and labels. So it's like, oh yeah, well, Elijah Schaefer, wow, what a great guy. Now, I see Elijah Schaefer as a little man. I see him as a unstable bubble of cocaine-fueled instability. But from her perspective, she's a woman. She has difficulty evaluating these things. She thinks she's at the top of the world because they're at CPAC and he's got all this bold behavior. That's what's happening.
So he had it in his mind. Benadryl what? Like,
he had it in his mind. Well, yeah, when you accept drinks from someone and then go to his hotel room, it's for sex. Again, it's like, we need signs. We need signs for these women. We need the Lauren Sutton law. We need the law that says when you enter that room, it is for sex. Yes, there is a point at which the guy is offering you drink, is being charming, is talking to you about how he wants to have sex with you. If you feel uncomfortable at that moment, that's the time to leave. That's the time to leave. Hotels are for sex or travel.
Like, does that just make it, it increases like the toxicity or something? Like, gets you really screwed up?
Yeah, yeah.
Benadryl increasing the toxicity of alcohol minimally, but not to the point of you can't consent. If you're at the point where you can't consent, it's because you've drank too much alcohol and you are unconscious. You are on the floor unconscious. You were not there. You were offering signs of consent to Elijah Schaefer.
Like mixing like a drug like that with alcohol.
When was what was it? CPAC?
That was when I very first met him.
So that was her first encounter with him.
In February.
Where was he back? I don't even remember this. Oh,
in D.C.
Oh, that was in D.C. Oh, I got you. Yeah. Benadryl. For a breakout?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's crazy. Yeah, he is. He's. He. I know
Once
how.
Once again, like, I'm saying, like, I'm not saying I don't, like, have any fault in that. Like, I.
Now she takes responsibility, so it's. It's like. The thing, the problem is all of her defense of I was drunk, he did that to me, he gave me these drugs. Those defenses are private defenses that she was doing in a context. I'm not so offended by the fact that she's trying to explain herself away in a private conversation. But we should be offended by the public personalities who are adhering to this discourse of deresponsibilization of the woman. No, no. This is how sex happens at every conference. I've been through it. It's like this happens a million times in DC every night. Okay. This is not date rape. This happens a million times in DC every night. This is how it goes. It's always a woman and she's, oh, I don't know. Oh, maybe I can drink. Oh, I don't. And then you give her a drink, and then you give her two drinks, and then you go to your hotel room and you have sex. That's the standard. Standard, people. This is not date rape.
Like, it, like, definitely, like, ate me up for, like, a long time.
Yeah.
I feel very bad about it still.
So she regrets.
Cool. Yeah.
But... yeah.
Damn. Yeah, that's a. It's tough, and I mean, I don't know. I don't know how you feel about the guy now, but it's like it's probably worse that you don't. That you like the more that you learn about him and know who he really is, it probably makes the whole thing worse a little bit.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah. What is?
I mean, I just don't want anything to do with him. Like, I just.
I get you. I totally get you.
So she doesn't want anything to do with him anymore.
What did he say about his family? Like, because obviously he has like a family and kids. What was his excuse with that though? Like, how would he justify that?
He's like, he was like, oh, my wife doesn't care. She lets me run free or whatever. She doesn't care as long as because I like take such good care of her and she just lets me be a man and like. Do what I want.
Elias Schaefer was displaying confident male behavior. Oh yeah, you know, I'm an important man. My wife, you know, she kind of accepts these things, you know, like I'm an NBA star. My wife accepts, you know, you're going to be a millionaire living with me, but you have to tolerate that I'm going to have these young girls by the side. That that is so hilarious to me because, again, I see Elias Schaefer as a little troublemaking thing, a little oscillator in my overall broad view of the world. And to know that he's acting like this to get sex with Sarah Stuck. But this is where I say something's got to give. We are in a very weird society where we have elevated young women who don't have the skills to do the game of conservative speech, of public speech. They're not ready. They're not ready for what's coming. They get elevated because they're sexy, because they're desirable. But you can't have a billion dicks all toward a vagina. Something's got to give, and it gave here, because Elias Schaefer probably at that moment is like, holy shit, okay, I do have my wife and kids and all, but this is Sarah fucking Stuck. She's like the object of desire of the whole conservative movement, the rising youth star. How desirable would it be for me to fuck her? And here I am with my social standing, and I can make up a story that will get me into her pants. This is what's happening. and something's got to give. You cannot have a society that is based on so much desire, and yet this desire is denied. All the incels, they all want to have a woman. All the porn spamming them, saying, oh, look, woman, woman. But then there's no actual woman for them. And even the second degree porn, which is what right-wing commentary has become, essentially. These trad cat girls with their cross, just being sexy on camera, having nothing interesting to say, being fucking dumb in the head. And you create all this tension of desire and unfulfillment because these women down the line aren't conservative. They're just like every other regular liberal woman. The liberal woman, they're just honest. But the conservative woman, what they are is dishonest during their youth because they can exploit their beauty. And eventually they fall within the roots of the communistic vision of ugly woman. And Ilya Shaffer couldn't hold it in. Do I blame him strongly? I certainly highly disagree to betray your wife. But... He was faced with a choice at that point. He had an object of too high desirability available to his dick, and he took the shot.
Blah, blah, blah. Like, really? He was, like, saying that stuff, yeah.
He says, like, the wife doesn't care. Wow.
Yeah.
So he has an open relationship, huh? That's crazy.
Which, I mean...
Did like, you ever question like, that, or, like...
I was like, that's definitely not... Like, I, like, realized it's not true.
Right.
But, also, like, at the time, like, it seemed like... I don't know, just, like, the way he acted and everyone acted around him, the things he would say around girls, it almost, like, seemed like that was true.
See, the master deceiver, Ilya Shaffer, who's always been a loose cannon to me, He uses these methods. This is something you can learn from, guys. He uses these methods to elevate himself in as a social status. So this is the first time she sees him. And they're at this CPAC conference. He's shaking hands, acting big. And he's displaying the idea to her intentionally. Of, oh yeah, you know, I'm with this wife in an open relationship. I mean, someone of my level, you know, has to have like multiple sexual relationships. So my wife, of course, tolerates this. Oh man, bravo, Ilya, bravo. Respect to the technique. Respect to the fucking technique. This is absolute poetry. I don't respect the moral act. I think it was stupid of Ilya to do this. But respect for the method, bro. Genesis says, JF, who had a bigger fall from grace, Sarah Stuck or Lauren Sutton? I mean, we don't know. You know, these women, they come back. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised that we're going through a whole Lauren Sutton cycle with Sarah. We'll know down the line. I think there could be a book coming in 5-7 years from now. so I don't know. The fall from grace is probably more radical with Sarah Stuck, because here we have a very personal betrayal that is unquestionable. It's like, you just acted like a whore right there.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Like,
and, like, obviously, like, I deeply regret that, but also, like, I'm not a slut. Like, I mean, that's, like, a horrible thing, but it's not.
See, the woman wants to do the thing without the label. So it's like, oh, yeah, this was a slut act, but I'm not a slut. This was a death. But I'm not a murderer.
Like, I really am, like, sleeping around or have been, so.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
I've not really been sleeping around, or have been like. Wow, that doesn't sound very convincing. I would bet that there's more than these two nights. I would bet that there's more. I mean, can you imagine? You ask your wife, "Darling, have you ever betrayed me with another man?" And she answers, "Well, you know, like I don't like sleep around like regularly or whatever." This doesn't sound convincing at all. Paladin says, "Women are limited to their subjective interpretations and feeling about reality. Saying it's cold in Alaska confuses them because they themselves are warm. They have zero ability to interface with objectivity." Am I close? No, that's absolutely what I've been saying for years. That is correct. The woman lives in a social world, and in that social world, the responsibilities can be redistributed. He gave me Benadryl. Well, you had a rash and you took Benadryl. He just happened to have it for you. And he gave me alcohol. Well, you held the drink and you drank it. That's you doing it. And I couldn't believe he had sex with me. I mean, the technicalities of it, do we have to go through it, Sarah? The detaching of the buttons, the removal of the clothes, the removal of the pants, the preparation for sex. This is not him having sex to you. It's you both having sex with each other.
You don't have to defend yourself.
It's kind of, yeah, I know, but I'm just saying.
And
like,
by the way, this whole blackout thing, 99% of those blackouts aren't real blackouts. Now, there is such a thing as memory loss following extreme alcohol consumption. But the vast majority of those blackouts is woman's social tool to avoid having given details. If I had to put my money on a bet, it is that Sarah Stuck remembers the vast majority of what happened in those nights.
I think it's kind of just like not even true for like anyone who knows me. So,
yeah, I mean, you just had a fling with Elijah, and that's, I don't know, I guess he got upset about it. He's just exaggerating. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Did you, I guess you're not going to tell anyone, huh? Or, I guess I was going to ask, like, would you tell your husband? I guess this is before your husband, right?
Yeah, no, we weren't engaged.
Oh, okay.
We weren't engaged, so they were together.
But no, I'm not telling anyone.
Yeah.
So here we kind of get insight into this famous ring tweet. I believe that down the line, what Sarah was trying to do on that ring tweet was to define a point in her life after which she would have been betraying her husband. So the reason she was so public about this was probably that she had a guilty mind. She's like, oh shit, I just got fucked by Elijah Schaefer 2 days ago. Perhaps it's better if I declare myself from now on, I am loyal to my husband. So she betrayed him days before the ring tweet. Isn't that amazing? And now today she has deleted her Twitter account because she was getting too much backlash from the internet. Paladin has sent another $21. Thank you so much for the support. He says, nationalists think in a similar way to women. They were kicked out of these countries, never translates to we let them back in so many times. Okay, well, yes, I agree with your general reading that that nationalists are too weak to understand how their adoration of woman is keeping them from fixing society, because a lot of the fixes that are needed for society passes through woman. The woman problem cannot be left as an elephant in the room unaddressed. It is a problem. It is a problem that they are surfing on sexual exploitation on the internet. It is, and then they're growing their wealth, and it is a problem what they become after. It is a problem the way they vote. It is a problem that they are designing a state that is meant to basically extract wealth and even any sort of access to a viable existence for men. That is a problem. And to convert everything into basically social welfare for women, even the work market has become social welfare for women. If we don't understand these things, there's no fixing of society. Thank you so much for the donation. Plepidus says, JF, spot on. This ring picture is a type of duper's delight, duping herself. Yeah, because now when I see how she justifies it in private, she's like, oh, well, that was before the ring picture, right? So I wasn't engaged. Wow. So you betrayed the boyfriend that became your husband. And you did that picture, that tweet of the ring because you wanted to mark a point in public life after which you can say, well, no, I was engaged on that date. So whatever happened before, sure, I regret, but it was before. She was trying to mark the moment where she feels obligated to loyalty toward her male. Here's another reminder that the vast majority of Christian conservative influencers are Christian in name only. It's all a grift to them. Sarah Stuck is just another example. They don't care about living for Jesus. They just want to use his name in vain to build their brand, cash their checks, and get invites on podcasts to fancy dinners and conferences. It's twisted and evil. Pray that she repents. So now we have lost another e-girl from the internet, and people are going back to the tweet interactions around those times, I believe, between Elijah Schaefer and her. Elijah saying, congrats from the team at the Rift TV. The haters were wrong again. And then we have the, well, she had her alliance blessed by the Pope. Oh, God, these women, always in the display, never real. A woman is never real. See, that's probably what being a woman is the closest thing to. It's that they're not real. They live in illusion. They display illusion. They think of themselves as a cardboard presented to the world. It's like, oh, look at this with my husband, blessed by the Pope. Oh, my God. And look at my cross around my neck. I have more morality than these Christian women. Every one of them. Every single one of them. Plepidus says, no, is this a YouTube channel? I think I've learned of Duper's Delight from Jim Can Swim. But he explains only a simplified version of it. Okay, I don't know what the reference is. So here's the series of tweets that... So this story kind of pops out from different angles. So there's this scandal around Sarah Stuck. And then there's Elijah Schaefer, who has been in trouble. So he's been complaining for a couple of months. Give me donations. I'm being attacked by Cash Patel's wife. So there was this story I covered a couple of weeks ago where Cash Patel's wife, you know, there's people on the internet spreading the rumor or the fact, or I don't know, that they're saying that she is a Mossad agent. Now, it's kind of short to say she is Mossad connected. I don't know if they're actually claiming that she's explicitly hired by Mossad, but she's hanging around Prager University circle and also... And you can see, you know, she's the beautiful girl. And beside Cash Patel, there is a contrast. There is a contrast of beauty. And people note this. It's like, oh, well, that's a 10 out of 10 with a 3 out of 10. What's happening here? And people will react to this. So Elijah Schaeffer was part of this and commented, just retweeted from a distance and remotely about the mockery around Kash Patel and his wife. And I think they sued him. They tried to bankrupt him. They started a lawsuit of defamation, kind of, to collect millions from him. And at that time, he was complaining publicly, saying, they're trying to shut me down. They're trying to basically bankrupt me. But it has escalated, because this was the state maybe a month ago. It has escalated in the last few days, where Elijah Schaeffer was saying, I lost my car, someone stole my car, I'm being framed. This will be a public trial by the FBI. He was saying, I do not know where my wife and kids are, and I cannot get a hold of them. Well, you know, this guy didn't get the memo. That's divorce, bro. That's divorce in the current society. I wish divorce was different, but it's like, know the difference. I think I'm going to make a pamphlet. Know the difference. So sometimes women will steal your car, destroy your life. Sometimes they will burn your house. They will generally do that while running away with the kids. That is divorce. It's different from a government attack. Now, they might have been influenced by government agents. Women are easily, you know, manipulated. But that's divorce. I knew it the moment I saw it. They are filed as missing persons. Oh, the amateur. The amateur, bro. You don't file a missing persons report on your wife kidnapping your kids. The only chance you may have is that if she's hitchhiking, maybe she's going to be picked up by a trucker and disposed of in some way. But you can only pray. See, that's the moment for prayer. You know, filing them as missing persons. It's the problem is that the police, once they realize that the kids are with her, they're not going to help you anymore, because it's going to not qualify as a criminal kidnapping. And they're going to tell you, well, you're going to have to go to court, bro. That's all you're going to get from the police in terms of help. So filing a missing person report when you're getting divorced because you betrayed your wife. Now, is it fair for a wife to want to separate from a husband because he's been disloyal? I think it is. But I don't think it is fair to kidnap the kids. And this is what needs to be sorted out in current family courts. It's, we need to realize that most women have arbitrary criteria by which they leave their husband. And we need to protect children from this instinct. And we need to do so by punishing the person who breaks the alliance, because she's the one making the time with the children a zero-sum game. She's the one making it so that you could spend 100% of the time with your children, and now you're down to zero. This is what needs to be fixed. They have gone missing. Law enforcement confirms someone in my household set me up. They planted drugs and said I was a criminal. This will be a public trial by the FBI. So it's like, I can imagine a woman, by the way, they are on drugs. And I can imagine, I've been with troublesome women. And let me tell you, for all of my life, if you found drugs or alcohol in my house, it was systematically women bringing them. And I had moments in my life where I had to impose a rule. No more alcohol, no more drugs. Because women are fucked up in the head. And when they are on these things, they become behaviorally problematic. They become violent, aggressive. They lie. they become. They're not even good for themselves. I mean, it's horrible. And I've had to deal many times with women finding hideouts, hiding drugs and alcohol in various places of my house. So I can believe that there would be some form of planting here. Now, is Eliah, Eliah does have the behavior publicly of a man on cocaine. So as much as I'm willing to believe that women can bring drugs in a home, and they can also lie to the police and get you in trouble for the drugs that they themselves brought. But combined with the empirical observation that Eliah Schaefer acts in every way like someone on coke, it makes me weigh the pros and cons here. It leads me to believe, what is this story around being framed? Is that Eliah trying to exclude the responsibility of his drug consumption behavior? That, I guess, we'll get to know in the coming weeks and months as Eliah decides, is he going to be straightforward about all this? They have kidnapped my family. They have stolen my money. Well, there you go, bro. That's a woman. That's a woman right there. I will bring justice. I need the public to know. I am in Virginia. The government is aware. I believe the FBI is trying to destroy my life and kill me. No, bro. It's just your woman. It's just your woman. So that's that's the story for tonight. Now, people are saying, well, he filed for custody in another state. Well, the problem is when you have a woman fleeing with the children, she's trying to develop a new jurisdiction where she can get liberal judges to protect her 100% custody. And that is dirty, and it needs to be countered sometimes, and it's probably what Eliah thought he could do. You need to file a case in another state where you lived, because ultimately what they're trying to do when women run away with the children, they're trying to create an instant jurisdictional switch. So they'll get to their mom in another state, their dad, and they'll say, I live here now. I'm claiming custody. But the thing is, the courts allow this. This is what's disgusting. And so the courts are favoring right now the interstate kidnapping of children. What needs to happen is that family courts must be regularized into first being fair toward men, and into second, not allowing these instant jurisdictional switch. So Sarah Setka, gone from the internet as a result of the explosion around this whole story, a big mess. And here you have a picture of the future, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, yeah, Sarah Stuck is a mirror of Lauren Southern. And it's always what's going to happen with every single woman in the right-wing talking sphere ever. Forever, ever, ever. Not a single one of them will ever think an original thought. Not a single one of them will ever teach something useful. Not a single one of them will ever not recycle someone's talking point while presenting them with a beautiful finish. Not a single one of them will ever live by the standard of their morals. Not a single one of them is not a liberal secretly inside. Not a single one of them will not write a book with leftists about how they hate the right wing now. Not a single one of them!